Unit 29, Task, Teach a Practical Skill to Others. Exercise 2B. Listen and check. Were you surprised by any of the instructions?
The most common circumstances in which you might have to resuscitate someone is either because they've had a heart attack, or because they've drowned, or had an electric shock, or maybe because something has fallen on them. So the first thing to remember is to approach the patient with caution. Be aware of possible dangers to yourself, like electric cables or falling objects, etc. Self-preservation comes first, for obvious reasons. Before you start trying to resuscitate them, you need to check that they're not just asleep. So shake them by the shoulders and say their name or whatever, and see if you can wake them up. If they do need resuscitation, it's either because they've stopped breathing or because their heart has stopped beating. But you should always deal with the breathing first. Oxygen is the number one thing that the body needs. 4 to 6 minutes without oxygen can cause irreparable damage to the brain. So that's always the first thing to think about.